Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We are sharing with you on the subject of faith. Faith is very important for you to understand. We're going to be reviewing a lot of things today and kind of putting them together and adding some more things for you to understand how faith works and walking in the real God kind of faith. We know that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. We know the fact that we're saved by faith. We receive the Holy Spirit by faith. We know that we see the promises of God come to pass through our faith. And we walk by faith, not by sight, not by that which is revealed unto the senses. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we've got to all learn to walk in faith. Now, faith is a mystery. And it's something that you're going to have to strive for and earnestly contend for, because the devil wants to get you off the track of faith. He will want you to get into doubt and unbelief or wavering, wondering, and mental assent. But God wants you to get into walking in the faith. And there's only one faith. You're either operating in it or you're not. And the Lord is at work to bring us into the unity of the faith. And we're going to fight that good fight of faith. Praise God. Now remember, you have like precious faith. It's been given to us because we've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. God has dealt to every man, Romans 12:3, the measure of faith. And we know that we have this faith because of the fact that we have Jesus in us, because the faith, the persons whose faith it is that we have, that we operate, is the Lord's faith, Jesus' faith. Galatians 2:20 says that I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You have his faith because you have his spirit. Remember, Jesus is the author and the finisher. He's the author of our faith. He's the source of it. And now you are to operate in the God kind of faith as you speak to the mountain and as you pray a prayer of faith. Praise God. Very, very important. Now, faith, we've already looked at what it is. It's a spiritual force, a spirit of faith that we have. It is a law that works every time in the realm of the spirit. It contacts and puts into operation the spiritual laws of God. It affects the natural realm. It controls what goes on in the natural realm. It is a spiritual substance or standing under a support that in an evidence that the things not seen. You can't take hold of it in the natural. It is a spiritual activity. It's a spiritual force that you release. It's not a feeling. And remember, faith is a present tense declaration of a spiritual force being released through you. You have a spirit of faith and you release it when you speak forth words. And it always deals with the unseen. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we look not, or the word look literally means take aim. We take aim not at the things that are seen, but we take aim at the things that are not seen. Why? Because the things that are not seen control what's going on in the seen realm. We know that the things that are seen are temporal or subject to change, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Now, this is important. You're going to apply your faith, and faith always is dealing with things in the realm of the spirit. Faith comes by the Word of God in specific areas of your life. You have a general spirit of faith because you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. You have specific faith according to the Word that's in you on each specific subject of the Word of God. As you receive the Word, it's going to produce faith in those particular areas. As you receive the Word on salvation, it produces faith for salvation. Receive the Word on healing, it produces faith for healing. Receive the Word on how God will guide you and lead you, and you'll have faith for God being guided and led by the Lord. Remember also that faith grows. It will grow exceedingly. That's why you've got to apply your faith. You keep hearing it, and then you apply it. Remember Luke 17:5, Jesus said, the disciples said, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a seed, which we do, start applying it. Say unto the sycamine tree, be thou removed. You start speaking to the problem, and that's exactly what Mark 11:23 says. Mark 11:23 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that you are to say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. And if you don't doubt or differ in your heart, what you say, that you, if you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. You are speaking, and remember, your faith is released through your words as well as your actions. You need to speak forth God's word. And that's going to, of course, cause your faith to grow. As you exercise it, it's going to grow and develop. Remember, faith is your servant. It's a spiritual servant that you have, and you put it into operation. It's going to fight in the spiritual realm against the enemy, and you're just going to pray a prayer of faith to receive the promises of God in your life. And it's to be released by your words. I believe, therefore I speak. We believe in our heart God's raised him from the dead. We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Because with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto or resulting in our salvation. And that also means healing, preservation, protection, deliverance, the promises of God coming to pass in our life. Now, faith to be acted upon. Very important. And you have to be sure that you're acting in line with God's word in the Spirit. Remember that it has nothing to do with the senses. Thomas was one who would not believe without physical sense realm evidence. And this is important that you don't be one like a doubting Thomas. Thomas said he had to handle and he had to see and he had to feel in order to believe. Well, that's having demanding sense realm evidence before you would believe. And Jesus said that he was faithless. Don't be one like Thomas who has to have physical evidence in order to believe God's word. That is sense realm, and that is not faith. Faith believes the word of God, and it operates in a realm that you cannot see. It functions in the realm of the spirit. Remember, God's word is spiritual law. David really tapped into this when he said, he believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not see and then believe, but he believed to see. You're going to believe God's word to see the promise of God come to pass in your life. Now, where is faith? It's in your heart, and it's in your mouth. It's in your heart through the word written in your heart as you receive it, and it's in your mouth as you begin to speak it forth. Now, we talked about speaking to the mountain, but also when you pray a prayer of faith, Mark 11:24 says, therefore, what I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. And the word desire is the word aiteo, which is translated ask in most of the New Testament. It literally means a legal demand that whatsoever you legally demand when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Praise God. And we pointed out the fact in the last broadcast, the fact of how often we say this. How long do I continue to say things and how do I apply my faith? And this is important because there's been a lot of controversy in the body of Christ. You apply your faith continuously until you see the desired results. In Mark 11:23, where it says that you are going to speak unto that mountain and you're going to command that thing to be removed, and where it says there, the part where you shall believe that those things which he saith, the word saith there is in the present tense. And the present tense is important. It denotes that you continually say something until you see the desired results. The present tense says you say it and continue to say it. Repeated, continuous action until you see the desired result. So you're going to say to that mountain to be removed, and you continually say that until the mountain is gone. You continually speak to it and tell it to be removed. The same way you deal with the devil. You just don't resist the devil one time and that's it, and just believe that he's going to be gone. No, you resist him continuously. You resist him steadfast in the faith continuously until he flees from you. When Jesus spoke and said, it is written, the first time the devil didn't leave. He spoke the second time he didn't leave. It wasn't until he spoke a third time and extinguished his fiery darts that he left. A lot of people think that you should just speak one time and that's all you're supposed to do to receive healing or minister to people or miracles or be delivered or whatever. That's not true. You speak until you see the desired results. Remember in Mark chapter 8 with Jesus ministering to that one blind man, he came up and he prayed for him and laid his hands upon him. And then he asked him, he said, what he saw. And he said he saw men as trees walking. He had a change, of course, but he didn't see clear yet. Now, what did Jesus do? Jesus didn't give one of these, well, stand by faith, you'll be healed. You know, I've released my faith, it's already done, one of these kind of attitudes. No, Jesus laid his hands upon him again. Now, why did he do that? Because he was releasing his faith again. He was releasing healing power to flow into him again. And then what happened? Then he saw clearly. That shows the fact that you release your faith continuously until you see the desired results. In Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, the word pray there is really a participle, present tense participle, which means really praying, and it's taught, do it in a continuous tense. And then the word believe is present tense. That you receive. Receive is lambada, which also is in the present tense. So all these ones, the praying, the believe, and the receive, is in the present tense, denoting the way you pray a prayer of faith. It is not a one-time thing. You just don't pray, I believe, I receive, and that's it. That's what people have taught erroneously because they haven't studied the Word of God. I challenge you, if you believe that way, you get in and you look up in the Greek and you look up those tenses and you'll find now that the Word declares that it is in the present tense. This is the, you are going to pray continuously, I believe that I take hold of, and you do that with continuous confession of prayer in a prayer of faith, continually believing that you take hold of the promise, and that is going to bring it into manifestation. Praise the Lord. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10, there's a scripture there where they were fighting their battles, and this one guy was one of the mighty men of David. He was smiting the Philistines, and he didn't smite him one time, and that was it. He smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Otherwise, he continued to swing the sword. His hand clave to the sword, and his hand got weary. Well, the sword was a physical sword destroying the physical enemies. Well, we use a spiritual sword, the Word of God spoken out of our mouth, which is a release of our faith against spiritual enemies, and we continually speak it to swing the sword of the Spirit, and the Lord will bring forth a great victory for us. Praise the Lord. As you speak it forth, the angels are going to hearken unto the voice of the Word. The angels are going to go forth, and they're going to do warfare against the demons. They're going to be involved in bringing the promises of God because they are ministering for us, the heirs of salvation. And as we call those things that are not happening as happening, not being as being, and against hope, believe in hope, and don't consider the natural realm. This is what Abraham did. He didn't get weak in faith. He didn't consider his own body, but he staggered not at the promise of God, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded that God was able to perform it. And what happened? God brought the promise of God into being. You're going to speak the word. You're going to take hold of the promise. You're going to keep resisting that enemy. Keep speaking until the enemy flees, until you see the promise come to pass. And God will bring it into being because your faith, your servant, will produce for you. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.